Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting program coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony.
Baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. How
day,
are we?
Good day, good day, good day.
How are we?
Bruce,
how are we?
What's going on?
What is going on, dude?
We got fucking Thursday Night Football. We got bowl games. We got CBB already tipping off. Fordham lost to Central Connecticut State University. Bada bing, bada boom. We're everywhere, boys.
We are everywhere. Otter, how are we?
Tony, I'm doing fantastic.
Okay.
You know.
Surprise. It's Picks Thursday.
Is it?
Yep.
Is it Picks what? Thursday?
Is yep.
It? Is it?
I mean, you guys do a show tomorrow, but I'm not going to be here.
Tony's Picks Thursday.
Just me?
I mean, I can give them. I don't give a fucking fuck today.
we can run a 10 minute.
Your program.
We can run a 10 minute program tomorrow with our picks for tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah.
How was everyone's night last night?
Not good.
I mean, I went 5-1 in the NBA, but
I don't think it was terrible either. Let me hold on.
I went 4-3 in the college hardwood.
I got my ass kicked last night, brother.
Really?
That'll happen.
So the Rockets that we all thought was great did not come home. Nuggets came home. Baylor got outscored 18-1 to finish the game. We're up all game.
Sure.
Yep.
Didn't come home.
UC
San Diego, unbelievable comeback to cover.
The Orlando Magic lost to the Jimmy Butlerless Heat.
That's the only game.
Seattle beat Louisiana Tech. UNC beat Oklahoma. Northwestern kicked the shit out of Arizona State. Belmont -4.5. 1-4. That was sweet.
Tough one. That's a tough one.
Connecticut lost to Seton Hall.
Clippers. And Celtics.
Clippers.
Right?
Celtics. Yeah, the Celtics beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, I shouldn't have talked to you off of that.
That's okay.
Islanders road game over. Went under. Five goals. I said the Nets would certainly win. The Knicks won.
Yeah.
Brunson didn't go over his points. Sexton snuck over. +20. I think I laid -195, and he got 20 points exactly. Absolute sweat to the finish.
Hell yeah.
So tonight, better. Weekend, better.
I hope, brother. I'm laying juice like there's no tomorrow. I mean,
we got big news coming out of the shock tank.
Hold on. What?
Oh, my God.
The San Jose Sharks are giving away holiday sweater jerseys at the shock tank tonight.
Hungry Sharks swim faster.
They got the Yotes, too.
Okay.
It's going betting hockey.
Could be a shark. Could be a hungry, hungry shark.
Hungry, hungry Sharks. All right. Let's start in the NFL world.
All right. Go ahead.
As we tend to do. We will start tonight. Is there a graphic, Mitt?
Yeah.
Why?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
It's on the computer.
Why would you lie?
Why did?
I didn't know what to say. Honestly.
The answer is no.
I had it and then I didn't. I don't know.
You never had it.
What were you going to say?
Why did Schefter reply to that tweet?
Because
it had 2 million preshies.
Well, what a fucking
bullshit. Then you're acknowledging it, making it worse.
He got it suspended.
Boom, he won.
He was on a mix.
He won.
You know how many burners? Now everyone's going to do that.
It was a pretty good.
Well, Elon's got to get X in line, brother.
Dude, that's not
Elon. Get in line.
That's not Elon. That's what Twitter has been since it started.
Yeah,
Shefty wants Elon to get it figured out, brother.
No, because
Tony, deep fakes on Twitter. Come on. You know that this is just what it is.
Yeah, but it is Elon's fault because, you know, it used to be verified and Shefty was verified. So if you didn't see the check mark, you knew that it was a deep fake.
Okay, yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But still.
Right. Is Shefty not verified? Yeah, he's
verified. I thought that other Shefter wasn't verified.
Too. Whatever.
No, I don't think it was.
Let's go to the NFL tonight. No graphic.
We're going to the NHL, you said?
No, NFL.
Oh.
Rams are -4 hosting the New Orleans Saints. What's our total?
45, 43 and a half.
Which one?
I think it's 43 and a half. 45 and a half. Fuck.
Ooh.
45 and a half.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, it's super fucking
It is.
High. It is total, but the Rams are scoring 28 every time they touch.
Is there a thought to the Saints grass here?
Yeah, because of how much public's going on
the Rams. I'm the Saints.
90% on the Rams.
Was it all on the Eagles on Monday too, or was it closer to even?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I think it was probably a pretty healthy Eagles diet, even though Jalen had the squirts.
I stopped looking at where the public money is when Billy Walters told me that don't fucking matter.
Yeah. Okay, so
was that in the book?
It was in the book.
I'm a big September doesn't matter. This time of year, we might get a couple gifts, but eventually
the
Piper gets paid and the chandeliers go up in Las Vegas.
I agree. But I think the one, as far as statistically, I think the one big advantage tonight is the Rams run game against the Saints rush D.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I will be laying the 4. There's also on ESPN Bet.
Are we seeing green?
No, I don't see it seeing green, but there's a boost for Kyren Williams and Kamara each to go over 49.5 rushing yards.
Seeing green's got the toy in the shop.
Hate that.
You don't like them both go over 50 rushing yards?
No, not at all, actually.
Well, Williams and really?
I mean,
it.
I can see I like Kamara it. Get like...
We'll take it then.
Probably 40 like 15 and, catches. Yeah. Yeah, he'll go like 45 and then
that
like
could definitely happen.
60 receiving.
His receiving yards are way up this season.
There's also a boost, and it's plus 240 for Stafford to throw 2 passing touchdowns, and the Rams win by 7.
That feels like a lot of things to happen.
No.
The win by 7, fuck that.
I'm taking them all.
Okay, I'm going to skip the spread here. Give me Kyren Williams tied with Rams money line at even money.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I too, the Monday night cop out, Jalen Hurts tud just happening right away. I'm a bit addicted to the cop out lifestyle. I too like Kyren Williams to score tonight. I'm also playing him 80 plus. I just think that he's going to do it. His total's 88.5. I laid juice 80 plus. Give me Kyren Williams over, Kyren Williams to score. And then Chuck did talk me into it. I might be scarred from last Thursday night where I said, hey, you everyone and their mothers on the Raiders, I'm going to be cute.
Maybe the loudest you've ever been on this show about a bet.
Yeah, because everyone and their mother was on the Raiders. And
oh, like, look, here we are again.
Here we are again. But I'm not doing it this time. I'm on the Rams as well.
Okay.
I want to be on the Rams.
Do it.
The public thing is freaking me out.
Be a Saints guy. Be a Saint.
So, be a Saint.
We need a Saint.
Be a Saint.
You know what I'm gonna do is
when the Saints go marching in.
Oh, he's gonna take the under.
Actually, I'm gonna go the other way. I'm hoping that the Saints score a bunch of touchdowns and Kyren Williams scores a bunch of touchdowns. Also, Cooper Kupp, get him in there. I don't give a shit who scores as long as they're scoring. Give me the over of 45.5.
Wow.
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 I don't care who's
born.
Surely you'd like.
Surely he wants the over at this point.
It's a little high, but whatever.
All right.
Not high enough, says Mitt.
I think you got to give it the. If you really want it to
hit
it,
Mitt. Do it, Mitt.
You got it.
I don't bet totals.
No. Only if it's NHL.
Own one.
All right. Let's go to Saturday. Bengals are at the Steelers.
Ooh.
Mason Rudolph versus Jake Browning. Steelers plus 2.5 at home.
I would like the Bengals more if Mitch was in.
Yeah, I think you would.
I think Mason could throw the deep ball.
Yeah, he can.
That being said, I like Jack Brown. Give me Bengals money line.
Jack Brown, Bengals money line. Yeah. Got it.
Jack Brown is a Bengals legend, but he's not playing quarterback. And
what?
I'm taking I'm thinking Pittsburgh on the back on the get back spot here. Sorry,
yeah, big get back spot.
I'm the fourth week in a row.
This is weeks of a get back.
Yep, get back spot here.
You might not be able to see them. They're so far back.
We get Coach Cowher in there.
I mean, another fucking week against a backup quarterback. Like, come on, Tony. You guys.
They're playing their third string. They don't have a starter in.
I mean, I know, but still, dude, you guys still have TJ fucking Watt. Like,
Christmas, okay?
Is Minka playing?
No.
Oh, jeez.
Minka's out?
I think so. I could be wrong.
Did he play last week?
No.
No, he didn't play last
week. When was the last time he played?
2 games ago.
I thought he was supposed to.
I could be wrong. He might be back for this one.
I thought he was supposed to play sometime soon. I didn't think he was out for like the year.
I don't think he is.
I'm taking Pitt plus the 2.5 actually at home at the Shure. Come on, Tony. Pitt. What do you mean?
He's taking Pitt at the Shure.
At the Shure, Tony. at the Shure.
He's fucking.
The Heinz ketchup bottle. This isn't fucking. Museum, dude.
This isn't fucking Pitt, Virginia Tech at the Shure. Okay.
I bought it up to 3.5. It is my favorite play on Saturday. I too am on the Pittsburgh Steelers. You go back to week 12. They outgained the Bengals by, I think it was like 250 yards, 200 yards. Beat the shit out of them. Kenny was slinging Kenny the pill playing? Around the yard.
No.
Oh.
What?
It's Mason Rudolph.
Kenny's officially not playing.
Rudolph the red
Kenny nose is officially out. Minka is officially out.
Okay. I just don't think that much separates these two at this juncture, despite the disastrous last 3 weeks for the Steelers and pretty good last 3 weeks for the Cincinnati Bengals. I think it'll look a lot like that Week 12 matchup and that the Steelers might accidentally win a game.
They weren't giving Joe Mixon the rock, though. And everyone knows.
All right, Chase Brown.
Everyone knows you can pound the rock on the Steelers.
Chase Brown. Well, all right.
Now we got everyone saying there's no Steeler way anymore. Maybe you can't pound the rock.
Saturday night, 8:00. Bills, Chargers, 12.5. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'll lay 12.5 with the Bills.
Whoa.
Yep.
I think that's the only
interim coach game.
Wait.
If it was, I don't know who this man is.
Giff?
Yeah, I don't know who he like. Yeah,
I do like I'm his jib.
I'm on board for like a interim coach game if it's like. Anybody
sure.
knows.
Sure, I get you.
Even if it was, do I like Kellen Moore? No.
But you know.
I would be more inclined.
See, I kind of like when we don't know the guy. And the players are like, I don't we'll know. Show you.
Yeah, I mean, know. Giff, what was he, a D-line coach?
I don't know, but I'm staying away.
Something like that. He looks like a man's man. I do appreciate Giff. But yeah, you just have to assume that the Bills beat the shit out of him. I don't know if any NFL team
it's still Easton's
has ever dick. Looked worse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Easton was not the problem.
No, he was
last Thursday.
He was 23-32 for like 250
with a fucking pick six dunk down.
Well, that's a play call. That's not
his O line was.
Yeah, that's
was
not.
I appreciate that we're the show that will die for Easton.
I will stick
for no reason.
I mean, it just wasn't. You can't say he sucks. We have no idea.
He's not good. I will say that. And that's just, he's been in the NFL for a long time and has not had a starting job.
He just backed up Herbert.
Yeah.
What's your problem with Easton Stick?
I'm just tired of hearing what Easton Stick's going to fucking win a game or do something.
He's not. I'm not saying this last he is. Time. I'm just saying.
For half an hour, we talked about Easton Stick and he was going to cover against the Raiders.
That could be a starter in this league.
I did think he'd run the ball.
Yeah, there you go. Everything I've heard about Easton Stick, I haven't seen.
Well, because we didn't get a chance to see it because their O-line didn't move.
Their team was trying to get their coach fired.
Nobody blocked anybody.
I'm pretty sure that O-line is going to stink again today or this week because Will Clapp is
Yeah, we all agree with you.
Is Easton Stick older or younger than Trey Lance?
Older.
Older, for sure.
Older?
Yeah, he won the national championships before Trey was there.
Yeah.
So it was Carson Wentz, Easton Stick, then Trey.
Bingo.
At North Dakota. What a run.
Bingo.
What a run. Fucking quarterback university. Uh-huh.
Let's go to New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Christmas Eve. Big look ahead. Packers at the Panthers. 5 is the number. I'm good.
Packers, Panthers. Yeah, there's no way I bet this.
I got a 4.5 here.
Take it?
Yes, absolutely.
Take it?
I know Panthers.
Which side are you?
Falcons, but it was what?
Oh, you're on the Packers?
Yeah, there was like a rain bowl and
it was.
Ritter threw the game away. I think Packers smacked them around.
I don't know. Bit of a cop out. I think Chuba Hubbard finds pay dirt anytime Tud, probably -140, and then probably stay under the 36.5.
Okay. Anything for you?
Fuck no.
Okay. Seattle's at Tennessee. Everything in my inside of me said to take Seattle, but then there's also a complete opposite side of me that says this is one of those games where you take the Titans.
You think Tanny's going to sling it?
So I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'll take the Seahawks. I'd rather Drew Locke.
That is a 10 a.m. kickoff for the Seattle Seahawks coming.
Yeah, but they like those. I'm on the Seahawks money line as well. I already placed it. We don't know what a Vrabes team the dozen that's eliminated looks like.
You're right.
Which it could backfire. Tell you what,
game after getting eliminated is a nice bet against spot.
Yeah, and the Seahawks, it's like when a fire starts burning, starts to spread, good vibes, Drew Lock. I'm so, put it on. That shit on.
You talked me into it, but I don't like
it. Put that shit on.
You guys talked me into it, but I don't like it.
I'd be, like I said, I would be more inclined if Drew Lock was still going.
Is it Geno confirmed?
Geno, yeah. Okay.
No, because of Geno. Geno's lost me enough money this year.
Okay. Browns are at the Texans. Do we know? Is CJ still in protocol?
Yeah, he's not playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because of that, I think the Browns are at a very nice number on the money line, minus 144.
You think everyone was talking shit about his S2 test so that he really murdered the baseline test for the concussion because he just wanted a little get-back spot, and then now it's
shooting back. I like the theory.
Thanks.
There's no way that they just have one test for concussion.
The way D'Amico was talking about it was they ain't...
The fuck is Case starting for?
They're not playing around. Like, they're not going to rush him back.
Why is Dougie Mills not quarterback?
Yeah, what is that about?
Dougie did look like stinky poop.
When?
When he came in.
It was one play.
Yeah, he just
you're doing like the Easton poop. Stick yeah, thing.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
The sword,
I'm not.
Dude.
I'm not.
There's no way Case Keenum at this point in his career is better than Dougie Mills.
Can't
is
be.
There? I'm proposing a question.
D'Amico Ryans told me yes.
So I guess Case Keenum won.
Feels like politics.
Yeah, I'm on Browns money line there.
Colts are dogs in Atlanta.
What is this?
I love this line. Plus 118 money line.
Yeah, I'll take the 1.5.
No, thank you.
Oh, 2.5 now?
Yeah,
put me down for that.
I'm good.
Ultimate trap line.
Oh, boy.
My fear is
Heineke
came into Indianapolis and banged on the Colts last year.
I think I could confidently say.
You think Falcons are going to win?
No. I am going to say that one of the Colts or Seahawks will lose.
I'm going to put them in a money line parlay just to be sure. Just so we'll be sure.
Those lines are... Commanders, Jets, worst offense versus the worst defense. I don't want any part of it.
And maybe two of the worst coaches in the NFL.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm out. I hope I don't see one play from this game.
I don't think you're going to have to.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm not bad on this. Okay.
This is going to be one of those ones that you have red zone on and like they just bring to it and they're like, oh, yeah, this
happened. Also
going on. It's third down. They didn't get it.
The Lions are at the Vikings.
Oh, geez. Right on fucking time.
You do this on purpose?
No,
I just said the Lions at the Vikings. And we didn't jump out of place.
Well.
Is this even about the Lions or is Michigan State playing tonight or something?
The Detroit Pistons.
Oh no. Get out of here.
Have lost 24
straight games. He thinks they're going to beat
the Jazz. The Jazz has everybody out, I think.
The NBA record is 26 straight games. So we play tonight against the Jazz, and then we'll play the Nets and the Nets again. Is it 26 or is it 25 straight?
I think it's 26.
Right now you're at...
No, he's at 24.
Yeah. We're at 24.
Yeah, I think
it's... But my whole point is, anyway... Somehow, some way, the Pistons are at home and they're favored by -2.5. They're going to win tonight.
Okay.
And everyone's going to forget about this streak and we aren't going to be the worst team in the NBA.
Well, you'll still be the NBA history.
Right.
Well, you're right. I mean, the Spurs are hand in hand with you. It's not like you're...
No one's talking about the Spurs.
The streak is all that matters.
I know, but like if you do win this game, like you suddenly you're only like one game back.
That's fine. It don't matter because the NBA lottery's rigged. Because
bingo,
Pistons should have had Wemby, but why would they want him in Detroit?
Sure,
give him to Popovich. Yep. Spurs storied franchise. I know the Pistons are too, but you get it. But they win tonight. Everyone forgets this. Cade Cunningham just had an over 40-point game.
Yep, he did.
Pistons get the dub.
Okay, are we going to put the Pistons in a parlay with the Lions?
No, I did see people tweet me that, though. But no, I mean, the Lions are going to win and cover. So I do feel good about that. But no, it's just one game at a time.
Okay.
2.5.
All right.
Game for the Pistons.
Thank you. Thank you, Foxy. Good luck.
Thank you.
Like your outfit today.
Thank you.
Now for the Lions.
Yeah.
And the Vikings.
That's an awful bet.
You think Jazz are going to win?
Yeah, I do think Jazz is going to win.
Jazz got everybody out.
Don't give a shit.
And they don't have anybody.
Yeah, they're going
to. Jordan Clarkson out?
Jordan Clarkson's out. Colin Sexton starting.
Is that Italian or Italian lad in?
Let me look.
I the Italian lads in, Detroit might be in trouble.
Yeah, it's a dog.
What's his name?
Hold on, let me look it up. Detroit.
Jazz roster.
Oh, he is in.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Clarkson's at. Markkanen's at.
Are we just doing NBA now?
No. We're just trying to.
Fontancino.
Bruce, don't fucking. Don't.
Sorry, I was I'm a commissioner of my home league, and there were reports of collusion that I had to respond to.
Okay, smart. Lions, Vikings were on. It's in Minnesota, so I'm gonna stay away.
I like Lions money line. Simone Fontecchio.
Yeah, he's starting.
He's starting.
Fontancino.
It's Fontecchio, you son of a.
Whatever, bitch. Dude. He's starting though.
He was on fire. He was on fire when we went to go see him. He couldn't miss in Indiana.
Lions, Vikings. Who do we have?
Cop out. Laporta scores. No play.
I put the Lions minus three.
I got Lions. Detroit, funny line.
Yeah, I think Detroit stands up.
Yeah, Vikings ain't winning.
Okay. The crumbling Jacksonville Jaguars go into Tampa Bay.
This is interesting.
This would normally be a buy low, sell high spot for me, and I would take the Jags, but I don't trust them at all. So
what do you mean?
I don't trust the Jags.
You trust the Bucs?
No, not really.
I do.
Really?
I think Baker's kind of going to somehow, some way, Baker's going to dance his way into the playoffs. Minus like 140 is what I'm looking at on the money line. I like that. I don't really love them to cover minus 2.5.
I'll be jagging off plus 2.5. Okay. Yeah.
You want to get it to 3 or?
No.
Okay.
I think Jags win, to be honest. Bruce?
Shot White scores.
He does.
What is this fucking?
Your touchdown was this fucking awesome.
Bruce's prop fucking yep. corner.
No play. No play.
Game of the day. Cowboys at the Dolphins.
Ooh.
Basically a pick 'em. I do have a play here, and it's the Miami Dolphins.
Ooh.
Give me the Miami Dolphins. Give me the Miami Dolphins.
Good play.
Is it on grass?
Yep.
Give me the Miami Dolphins. Anything for you?
No.
Yeah, Bruce?
Mostert scores.
You fucking asshole.
Is that all?
Yeah, once again, got no play. I don't bet totals, but I do imagine it goes over.
Yeah. Otter, anything on this one?
I mean, it's a good get right spot for Dallas.
You guys watching this?
You guys watching this
one together or what?
Oh, yeah. We'll just be right at each other's throats. Going into Miami, man. Like, the hottest team in the NFL. Yeah, it's a good get right spot.
Not the hottest team in the NFL.
Okay, yeah, sorry, 49ers, whatever, dude. They're beating the shit out of teams, and
make a fucking pick.
Gonna fucking run all over them. I would take Miami, but I'm not gonna pick the game.
Cardinals are at the Bears.
Great game.
It is, and I'm gonna lay the 4.5 for the Bears.
I almost thought about it.
Me too. I like the Bears here.
Okay. You?
No.
Okay.
I'm not on board the Bears.
And then the nightcap.
Pretty good.
Christmas Eve nightcap.
They've been good. They just find a way to lose.
Pats at the Broncos. I'm going to take the Pats plus 6.5 here.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very low scoring. A bit of a math game here. Patriots plus 6.5.
I'm out.
Okay.
I like the Patriots plus 7 is what I got it at.
Probably should have done that.
Yeah, I mean.
I will do that.
Denver just, like, New England's been keeping it close. I think they've covered the last two, so I like it.
Yeah, I agree completely. Doing the math, you buy it up to 7. If the Patriots can get to 10, hopefully they can hold them to 17.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then you're in the barn. So I'll join you guys there. I like the Patriots, and I think that there is a slight chance that Boss Connor is very upset about a Patriots outright victory after this one for no apparent reason at all. Just because there is no God.
21-14 is what the books would have this game at.
Yeah.
Based on the total and the spread?
Sure.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
The spread is 7 and the total's 35, 21-14.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah. I'm telling you it's going under, Tony.
Okay.
You bet totals?
None.
I just tell you what was going to happen.
Christmas Day. Raiders, Chiefs, 10. Too much. Stay away.
Yeah.
Yeah. The autumn wind was a Raider.
You won't this fucking hop rain. Back in.
Oh, yeah. I'm right back on the Raider. They should have covered 10 the first fucking time. I'm on them again.
All right.
How can you have bad vibes now? You can't. You can't do it. You can't quit. You got to fight. When do we win games? In the second quarter? In the third quarter? No. In the fourth quarter. And that's the lesson that the Max Crosby said it himself. That's the lesson they learned against the Chiefs the first time around. This time around, they take it to them. They lose by a touchdown. They cover.
They take it to them. They lose by a touchdown. Holy fuck. Shove it right down their throats.
The Giants and TM.
Lay it.
Official trademark. Tommy Cutlets passing Paisano heads in to Philly.
Could you imagine?
Remember the last time the Jersey Mob rolled into Philly?
Oh man, the Giants beat reporter. They tweeted. One of them tweeted, imagine what this would do for the DeVito brand. It's like what? That's what we're playing for now.
Yeah.
No.
So you're left for Sean Stellato.
It would be good for the DeVito brand. It would beef up that Jersey Mike sponsorship coming his way. But with that said, I think you have to lay it with the Eagles.
Okay. And then the nightcap.
They might just tush push every play. And
be the Christmas present nightcap. Ravens at the Niners.
I think this is going to be a banger.
I'm a waffle. I'm a big time waffle McGee.
I'm a big time no side for me.
Soft.
I think it's going to be a banger. Give me the Baltimore Ravens plus the 5.5.
I'm going to go Christmas Day favorites parlay. Chiefs, Eagles, Niners.
I don't hate it.
Yep.
I don't hate it.
That's just how it's going to go.
Yeah. How do we?
That's just how it's going to go.
How do we see it shaking out?
Ravens, Niners.
Can Patty Queen and the boys slow them down at all?
I don't think so.
I don't know if it's going to be close.
That is, I'm just going off of right now, yes, Ravens best team in AFC. But, think about that Sunday Night Football game. McManus misses two kicks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trevor Lawrence trips over his feet and loses the ball.
The Rams were overtime.
Do you know what I mean? I just think...
They had to hit a 3rd and 17 to get to overtime.
Yeah, I don't know. The Niners are just... I don't think...
A class above.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think the Niners are... I think the Niners should be a 5-point favorite against every team in the NFL.
I think this shows that they are.
They definitely are. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm laying it, I guess. Can buy it down.
All right. Let's go to the huddle tape.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can't wait. Let's go to the bowl games from now until Christmas Day, starting tonight.
Boy, am I not prepared for every bowl game.
Well, we'll talk it through.
We'll go through the huddle tape.
South Florida at Cuse. 8 o'clock tonight in the Boca Raton Bowl. This one was one of the harder games of bowl season to pick. Not... Really, no opt-outs for either team. Dino Babers got fired from Q, so I guess slight edge to USF there.
Gussie at the helm?
Miles on?
Yeah.
No, that'd be UCF.
Oh, I thought you said UCF.
No, USF. This is Bulls. I have Q's as a matchup advantage, though. I lean Q's. Lean Q's in this.
I'll take the orange money line. Feels right.
We will struggle to find the Western Kentucky backdoor victory here.
Oh, yeah.
If Hughes falls behind with their running back coach calling the offensive plays, I don't know how that goes. But I dug into the tape.
Yep.
I dug into the weeds of this one. They're on their third string quarterback, true freshman, but not really true freshman because he transferred after not playing at a different school last year.
Wait, are we not getting...
What's his name? Hold on a second. Braden?
Are we not getting... Schrader. Schrader's out.
Yeah, Schrader's out. His name is Braden Davis.
I'm flipping. I'm taking South Florida.
Don't.
I'm
don't
on flip. It.
Don't. Let me tell you why.
I don't care why.
Braden Davis, quarterback, freshman. He is the number one quarterback in the history of Delaware.
I respect that.
His huddle tape wasn't that impressive, to be honest. Delaware football kind of looks like shit.
I'm flipping.
Don't flip.
But Tony, no, the answer isn't in the huddle tape. It isn't in, what's his name again? Braden. Braden Davis.
Yeah.
The answer here is in a man named Dan Viteri. He's on the Q's roster. He wears number 80.
Okay.
He is a tight end that they converted to quarterback last time out, rushed for 150 yards, slaying the pill a little bit.
Yeah.
Dan Vitieri, tight end, number 80, your Q's quarterback. They run the ball right down USF's soft-ass rush defense. They run it right down their throat. Their defense bucks up, says, hey, you know what? We're the orange. We don't care if our coaches are gone. We're winning tonight. Lay it with Syracuse, 2.5. The bigger, badder program with a tight end and maybe a freshman from Delaware playing quarterback.
Okay. I respect it. I really do. But I'm going to be on South Florida.
You're wrong.
These teams are fucked.
You're wrong. Holy fuck.
I might be.
I was really hopeful going into Braden Tuttle tape. I was. I was hoping to see some shooting star action, but you just don't find that in Delaware, I suppose.
Georgia Tech UCF is tomorrow, I believe. Yes. In the Gasparilla Bowl. One of my favorite bowls. This one, we also have both starting quarterbacks going.
Now we're talking Gussie.
Did Hainsey King go to UCF?
No. Texas A&M. But now GT.
Now GT.
And he played pretty good for GT.
He plays year. Like a UCFer.
He kind of does.
Yeah.
And we got John Reese Plumlee on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
The total on this one is 68.
What's the story, Tony? What's up with the coach? What's up with the
dude? This is another one. No opt-outs at all. We got both starting quarterbacks.
Intact houses.
Both intact houses.
What's the line?
4. Hmm. For UCF. UCF is favored. So I was thinking, this one is tough. These tonight and tomorrow, very, very tough games. They are not in any of the money line parlays. I can assure you that. I did end up taking UCF strictly because, both defenses stink.
Yeah,
this is literally a coin flip for me, but I'm leaning UCF.
Yeah,
because they have a slightly better pass.
I don't think Gussie's ever lost a bowl game.
I don't think so either, to be honest with you. So you're going UCF as your pick?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Georgia Tech did just play Georgia Tough.
They did.
That's rivalry.
Georgia Tech ended the year very well.
Whereas UCF was just good all year.
Yeah,
they had some 6-6.
Yeah. They had some sleepy ones in there, but.
Yeah, they have had some sleep.
You leaning GT? I don't hate it.
Yeah, I am leaning GT.
Actually, hold on.
I wouldn't put on the yellow jacket.
I have right here. UCF lean money line. Georgia Tech plus a 6.
Yeah, six.
Well, if
it's 4.
If you can,
you can get it to 6.
If you can get it. Yeah, I think I'm looking for as many points as I can find in my life, and I'm putting on a yellow jacket.
I think it's a close one. This is a fun game tomorrow night.
Hopefully.
Yeah, let's hope.
Or UCF just pulls away, and it stinks.
Okay.
I also wouldn't hate that.
Now we go to Saturday. Troy and Duke is our first one. This one, I do like Troy.
Oh, yeah.
What?
What's that?
I like Troy.
You laying 7.5?
I'll lay the 7.
Wow.
Duke Max Exodus. Even though Troy's coach is gone too, but not player wise, just kind of coach wise. So I like Troy here.
I'm on Duke plus 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bruce, you there too?
Is it Henry Bellin IV? Or?
I don't know who's starting in that one.
Never forget you. He told us he was the next one.
I didn't say that. I said he went to Cardinal Hayes High School.
You said he's the next one. You pulled out the huddle tape.
I did pull out the huddle tape, but you know what's worse than Delaware football?
Bronx?
Bronx High School football. I think Cardinal Hayes is the only team in the area. So I don't know who they play. Probably teams on Long Island, which again is worse than Connecticut. They probably would disagree with that.
What did happen to UConn last night?
I don't know. I didn't watch. I was playing the new FIFA on my new Xbox. It was fun. I do certainly lean at this time on Thursday, picks Thursday, to Duke plus 7.5.
Okay.
I think that they do probably have a bit more man meat, and that could be one where two drives in, you're like, why the fuck did I lay in 7 with Troy?
Troy's got some man meat.
No, I know Troy's got some man meat, but they got man meat in their conference. Okay. They don't got man meat in the conference formerly known as the ACC, now just a collection of misfit toys.
Okay. Ark State, Northern Illinois.
Ooh.
The Camellia Bowl.
The what?
Camellia Bowl.
The chameleon?
No, camellia.
Camellia. What's a camellia?
Yeah, a flower, maybe?
A flower? Where is it?
Where is it? Where's the bowl being played?
Yeah, yeah.
Where? Montgomery, Alabama.
So it's the Alabama State flower, what we reckon to say.
Is that true?
I don't know. I'm just spitballing with you.
It might be. It could be.
Well, let's head on down. What was it? The Camellia Bowl?
Yeah.
Camellia.
Let's head on down to the Camellia Bowl.
Ark State, Northern Illinois.
Oh. What's the story here?
Both starters going. Both coaches are there.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky.
No real motivation. No real motivation.
No, you're wrong.
Husky.
But I love NIU in this one.
Yeah, I got NIU +3.
You're wrong about the motivation.
Why is that?
Northern Illinois hasn't won a bowl game in 7 straight years of going to bowl games.
Pretty good motivation.
That's pretty good fucking motivation, Tony. I think Rocky Lombardi does get the monkey off the back of that sweet
program. Hell yeah, he does. All right. The Armed Forces Bowl, James Madison at Air Force.
That's not an armed force.
James Madison, no. This is an interesting one because Cignetti's gone, but all the players who are opting out are going to play in the bowl for JMU because, you know, they wanted to be in a bowl, so they're going to play in the bowl.
Because we're a proud program.
But JMU had to hire like 4 or 5 part-time coaches for the bowl game because a lot of them left with Cignetti.
A couple professors out there.
What? Yeah.
A few high school coaches from down the road.
Shout out!
So that's part of it. Air Force lost, what did they lose, 4 in a row?
They find one part? LinkedIn.
Are we going to have some 19-year-old kid with a headset on?
What's it called?
Grad assistant accepted? Started a college out of nowhere?
Part-time.
Grad assist.
I'll find it well, but what I was going to say is Air Force gets their quarterback back that they didn't have for that losing streak to end the season. Air Force has been a wagon recently in bowl games. They're just tough to prepare for. You don't want to deal with the triple option in a bowl game. So I'm actually going to go Air Force in this one.
I like Air Force too. I don't know. I'm not. I don't know if I'm in the business of betting on part-time coaches from LinkedIn.
This says, meet the coaches helping JMU with its bowl game.
I mean, that's fucking egregious. that's just disrespectful to just in general the coaching profession. That's
Whoa. We get it, dude.
That's unreal.
You work for Sirianni, dude.
That's fucking unreal. Yeah, JMU, I was all over Air Force and the Armed Forces Bowl before that news. Now I just love it even more. It's the Armed Forces Bowl, dude.
Guess who's coaching the O-line for JMU?
Fucking not Warren Sapp.
A current offensive lineman who is hurt is going to be the O-line coach.
Hell yeah, brother.
Okay.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
They got a retired coach who
built this great program.
Could you say the O-line coach?
The O-line coach? Nick Kidwell.
Oh, I thought it was David Bakhtiari.
He's a current O-lineman who is helping coach the offensive line while out with injury.
That's awesome.
Now they got a guy named John Strollo, who is a retired coach who is coming in to help, who he once coached at a school that ran the triple option.
He is a bit of a dog, if I
can. Bam. All right, I'm in. James Madison money line, an absolute boat race. They brought in some old guy and sit on a little chair.
Strollo knows ball.
Tell him what the veer means.
Strollo knows.
They brought in Brian Ginn, a former Chicago Bears assistant. He's going to help out with the special teams.
Ted Ginn.
John Regan, a former Maryland assistant. He's going to come in. He's also familiar with triple option teams.
So they aren't fucking around.
No, they brought in guys who are familiar with triple option.
Yeah, they brought in the spec ops department, said, hey, we got to figure this thing out.
Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They brought in 5 part-timers who were retired or whatever. And then, you know, a kid who plays O-line, coaching the O-line.
I mean, they brought in 5 guys to basically over-prepare for a team that they're going to play once.
How can you fucking over prepare?
That's a real toss-up.
Definitely over prepare for
it's a real toss-up game.
That should be a banger.
Georgia State at Utah State. I'm going Utah State in this one.
Yeah, me too.
Even though Williams, Utah State, is their third string, but he won in the bowl game to get into the bowl.
The get-in game.
Get-in game. And he's going to be a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
I'll take Utah State.
Yeah. Sign me up.
I thought that you were talking when you first said this earlier. I thought you said the fuck? I thought you said Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Utah State will beat the shit out of Georgia State. Yeah. And Utah State loves their bowl games.
They do.
They do.
South Alabama against Eastern Michigan in the 68 Ventures Bowl. South Alabama is missing their leading receiver and leading rusher, who were both very good this year, but they're still 17-point favorites, so do what you want with that game.
All right.
Utah.
How did Eastern Michigan? I guess six wins is six wins.
Utah and Northwestern in the Vegas Bowl.
Fast track.
Now, I think Northwestern's got the motivation here, Bruce. But
for sure.
I think Utah's got the man meat.
They got a coach, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the man meat of Utah.
Yeah.
Like, don't love this one, though.
No.
Six and a half?
Yeah, six. I'm laying it.
Either. Don't love that
I'll
one,
I'll take Utah.
Though.
I might parlay Utah State and Utah.
Those Saturday games are tough. And then we end at Coastal Carolina at San Jose State. I love San Jose State. Except for then I saw Coastal Carolina's coach today fucking jacked on the beach. So that scared me away a little bit. But
boozed up with the cheerleaders for a week.
But the starting Grayson McCall and the backup are transferring. So
fuck is
they stink.
Why did they who gave the go ahead to post that and then to delete it is worse.
I don't know.
Do dancing queen.
All right, let's do NBA night.
Yes.
Tough slate.
I didn't really love it.
I only got two.
Okay, go. What do you got?
I like the Pels money line. Who are they playing again? My apologies. At Cleveland on a back to back, I believe.
Yep.
And then I don't know why is Memphis so short. Is Ja playing?
It's definitely, because, right? Yeah, Ja's playing. It's because the Pacers are actually kind of good, and Memphis hasn't been a team that has been killing the books lately. So I actually like Memphis and the over in that one. I have two plays on that.
Yeah, I got Memphis money.
Yeah, Memphis is like minus 140. The over is 247. Pacers on a back-to-back. They're known for not playing defense and having the over just going to like 300 points. So that's probably a closer one than this tonight. I also really do like Utah plus 114 going into Detroit. I think that Detroit streak is just going to be one of those things. They're bound to fucking lose. And then I also like OKC minus the 5.5 with the Clippers coming in off the back-to-back. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are both questionable. One of them I think was doubtful. And I also like Minnesota. The Lakers going into Minnesota off a fucking back-to-back. I think Minnesota beats the shit out of them. Minus 8.5. I wouldn't hate laying it. Also, I like Orlando playing on a back-to-back, actually, in Milwaukee. Plus 8.5.
Bruce, anything for you?
No.
Okay. College CBBBBB. How do we feel about it, Gumby?
Pretty big slate here.
Yeah, to be honest with you,
I can't believe Fordham fucking lost to Central Connecticut.
It's a bit more up my alley, some of these games, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Bruce, any questions?
Let me just scroll, stop, and see if we can find a question. How do you feel about the once proud Northern Iowa boys taking on Northern Illinois?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
In the prestigious...
It's not a bowl.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing name on that one. Bruce. Okay.
You don't.
What is the line? I was looking at it earlier.
I think it's short enough where we can safely take Northern Iowa on the money line. How about Samford is taking on Texas Southern? Do you have anything in that?
So Samford's 10-2, Texas Southern's 1-8.
Yes, sir, but it's only six.
Yeah, that's because one plays in the Southern, one plays in the SWAC. SWAC's tough.
SWAC is tough.
Yeah.
Colgate heads to Iona.
I love Colgate.
Really?
Oh, yeah. These ain't St. Patino's Iona anymore.
Okay.
Colgate.
More of a crew.
Who do you like today, Gumpy?
Bruce.
I had some question. Fun fact.
Question time with Bruce is over. I like Fairleigh Dickinson plus 1.5 versus Fairfield. I like UNC Wilmington plus 1.5 at Marshall. Colgate plus 1.5. Eastern Kentucky plus 3.5 at Troy. St. Joseph's catching 2.5 versus Charleston. UMass Moneyline versus Georgia Tech should be a good game. Cal Poly plus 1.5 versus Omaha.
Omaha.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
Set it.
And then I like Washington State money line versus Boise State.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure you have nothing in St. Joe's Charleston?
I fucking just picked St. Joseph's plus 2.5, you son of a bitch.
Nick, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
Thanks for coming in and what saving.
The fuck was that? Bruce?
Whatever Bruce was doing.
That was about to be a fight.
Why?
Nice cardigan.
Thank you.
What's the fight about?
What's all the hostility about, boys?
Super cool.
Well, Bruce is living that Iuga life.
Bruce is living in Iuga land.
That's what Bruce does. Bruce has been on one today.
He almost threw up.
Because he's all, you know what it is? He's all doped up on sugar and donuts. He's giggling like a schoolgirl in the back.
Bruce almost threw up before the show because he ate too many sweets.
I hit my sugar quota today, boys. We are feeling wacky.
Heavy slate.
Thick sweater, dude.
Heavy slate in NHL today.
Oh, sick.
See, it's all day with the chirps. It's becoming all day. First thing, as soon as you walk in, you dressed for the party tonight.
That came at me about my hoodie earlier. It was great.
Oh, you walked into it.
All right.
What do we got tonight, Tony?
A ton, Nick. You got any questions, Bruce?
All right, we're not doing that.
Let me check.
Blues are at the Panthers. Panthers.
Blues.
You taking the Blues, Gubby?
No. I like the Panthers.
I got nothing there.
Oh, really? What about 20,000 screaming Caniacs going into the paint can tonight?
Brother!
Ooh.
This one I'm not going to touch, but it will be interesting. I believe Ned is going, former Carolina Hurricanes goaltender from 2 years ago.
Saw a tweet. He was the first goalie off the ice.
Yeah,
Ned's new.
That's how you know. We'll see. We'll see what Carolina... Pens traditionally struggle against Rod the Bod coach teams.
This is the Cowher Bowl.
It is. We'll see. Being at home helps the Penguins, but we'll see. If the power play has been better lately, the goaltending needs to stay as good as it has been, but they need to fucking bury some pucks. No pick, though.
Okay.
No pick.
Caps are short favorites on the road at the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, I will take the Caps.
Back-to-back.
Yeah, off the back-to-back. Jackets going to be riding that emotional high after a fucking 9-4 burial of the Sabres the other night.
Shit out of the Sabres.
Let's hope the Caps have their legs and can keep up.
Okay.
How many goals does Ovi have? Like 3?
7.
He needs it. He's only got a handful in the year.
Preds are short dogs at the Flyers.
Give me the Flyers. Oh. Give me the Pants at home. Boys playing some tough hockey.
Okay. What?
Torts, brother.
Yep. Torts, brother, it is. Leafs. March down to Buffalo. Just short little drive.
Give me the Leafs. The Leafs did.
You think they drive to Buffalo?
No.
No.
They might.
No.
Probably not.
No.
They might take a drink. Give me the Leafs. As I mentioned, the Sabres, the Sabres just got their door blown off the other night by the Blue Jackets. It's not going well in Buffalo.
The Sabres team was supposed to be better.
Oh, it's a 3-hour drive. No, they definitely didn't drive.
It's too slippery.
No, they fly.
Bruce just self-popping himself. The same joke.
So you're on the Leafs?
I'm on the Leafs.
Knights, dogs at the Lightning.
This one's tricky too because the Knights come in with a young goaltender. I think he's only had one NHL start so far. I'm going to take the Bolts at home.
Yeah, so here's the Bolts. Bolts are starting to find it. Bolts are starting to find it.
Alert, alert. Go Boats.
Go Boats. A lot of fucking Devils. Very, very short favorites.
Yeah. I'll take the Coilers here on the road. McJesus versus Hughes. I think McJesus can get it done. Devils let one slip away to the Flyers the other night. That was a tough one.
We don't like that.
Give me the Coilers.
Okay.
The Gumpy Bowl.
I'm very interested to see this.
Cougars at the Stars.
All right. For the autumn.
Who do you got?
Hockey. What are we talking about?
Who do you have?
Texas hockey is. I mean, what?
Okay.
Huh? I
didn't know.
Sure, lately you've been a lot of Seattle talk, a lot of Vancouver talk. Didn't know if you were going back to your roots.
What's the line on this game?
Not my roots.
Stars are 140.
Oh, I mean, it's pretty close.
I'm taking the Cougars.
Wow.
Taking the Cougars, Nelly.
Wow.
What'd you say? This is just 2 days ago. You were talking about how well they've been playing and Cougars? How they're always undervalued. And,
yeah, they are.
So you're on
the side. Doesn't mean I'm not going to bet against my
team. I get it.
Do you,
What's that?
Stroke. All things aside here. Do you truly believe that Texas hockey wins tonight, or are you a bit worried about the Cougar Cougars?
Texas hockey historically struggles with the Cougar
Cougars.
Oh. Yes.
The Canadiens are traveling in
Minnesota.
Okay.
You mean Minnesota.
What about Ottawa going to the Lions?
So Ottawa was the fired coach game two nights ago.
Did they win?
They were up 3-1 with
The worst lead in hockey.
I want to say around 10 minutes left in the third. They did not hold on to that lead. Yeah, they did blow that lead.
Jacques Martin.
I'm not carrying that over against a team like Colorado, who also has their own issues. I'm just not touching this one. Actually, I'm not touching any of these late games. Calgary and Hunt.
No thanks. Hold on. You don't know. Do you know the story of the hungry, hungry Sharks tonight?
Tell us.
Do you know what the giveaway is?
I don't know what the giveaway is.
Okay. And the hungry, hungry Shark Tank tonight. It is free.
Jersey
night. Ugly Christmas Jersey night.
Yes.
In the Shock.
In the Shock.
That's not doing it for me. Are you kidding? That doesn't move anything for me. I'm sorry.
Rock. Go, dude.
Do we have a picture of the ugly jersey?
Yes.
Oh,
can I see it?
Yes.
I like the Shocks.
I'm going to need to see the ugly jersey before I know.
It's pretty fantastic.
Hey, wait. Hold up your phone.
Oh, It's more than a jersey, kind of.
That's a sweater.
It's a bit of a...
It's a bit of a tarp.
It's a bit of a tarp.
It's an ugly sweater.
Bit of a full sweater.
That's awesome.
That's full tarp.
Those Sharks are going to be hungry.
I do like that. That does sway me a little. I'm still not picking them.
All right. I like the hungry Sharks.
The only problem with that ugly jersey Shark too. Sweater kind of looks like the Yotes actual jersey.
Kinda maybe they're trolling them.
That's bad. Bad idea.
Good luck.
God bless.
See ya.
See ya. Hey, Nick.
Goodbye, my lover.
Is there any footy tomorrow? Do you want to do footy tomorrow? How do you want to handle footy?
Footy tomorrow, I got Lazio, Dronobet versus Empoli, and Fiorentina, Dronobet versus Monza. Monza.
Boom.
Monza.
Boom.
Boom.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Wow. Tony, I got something for you.
There you go. Thank you.
Gotta unlock my phone. Tony?
Yep.
Especially when it comes to gambling. Perception is reality, but it may not be actuality. Bill Cowher.
Thank you. One more hit. Hit me one more time.
He said perception is reality,
mm-hmm.
but it may not be actuality.
Bam. Boom.
Bill Cowher.
Cowher.
Take with that as you will.
Cowher.
Oh, God.
You just missed a Bill Cowher quote.
I heard Bruce is being a big goofball.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yacking it up.
Did you have eight donuts is the word on the street.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. No, this is serious business.
You just seen how many Oreos with peppermint.
Ooh, serious business.
Really?
Yeah.
Delicious. I'm assuming you guys already did the game tonight.
Yeah.
However,
what do you need?
After Chuck did his whole entire spiel.
Okay.
I'm going to go DeMarcus Robinson, Tutu Atwell, parlay.
Okay.
Touchdowns plus 2,29.67.
I was going to say, you said it was plus 229. I said, that doesn't sound right.
No. About plus 3,000.
Okay, we'll call it 3,000.
Here's where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
Rams have given up 11 rushing touchdowns. Saints have given up 9.
Okay.
So for the two Tuds, it's either Kyren or Kamara. But here's the problem with Kamara.
Is that Vulture in the game?
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, is that Vulture playing?
He is playing. So I hate doing this. And, you know, as I
small leads,
I think it's the wrong move because this would be four touchdowns for the Rams. But, like, when you see a two touchdown below 300, that's them telling you, like, hey, this guy's gonna score two touchdowns. So you add in Kyren Williams, it's plus 19,000.
With Tutu
and DeMarcus. So I would suggest doing Kyren Williams, just two touchdowns at plus 280.
Okay.
He fumbled twice last week, and they still gave him the ball in the goal line.
Yeah.
And that was before he scored his first touchdown. So that's what I would do. And then I don't suggest putting this in a parlay. This is one that you stand alone. Never mind. Jimmy Graham's plus 650 now. Usually every week it was one of those.
Yeah. They're on to him.
Yeah, you can't do that. Can't do that plus 650. Yeah. Stafford also plus 1,200. QB sneak. Be careful, boys. Beware.
Okay.
Beware.
Very now careful. We're talking.
Hammer down.
Now we're talking.
Thank you, Connor.
Hammer down.
Thank you.
Hammer down.
Everybody who listens and watches this beautiful program.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa.
Merry Christmas.
The fuck?
I don't know who that was.
I don't either. I think it was coming from up above.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you so much. Hope everyone has a great Christmas. Boys will be here tomorrow, I believe. I won't. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Nah.